headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Cal, Grace, and Ella with your 8 a.m. headlines. Rough sleepers in Musgrave Park are facing an uncertain future, with authorities being expected to forcibly remove the park's remaining residents in the coming days. The annual Paniuri Festival has had an exclusion zone for the park's unhoused residents while the event runs, but this has not been provided this year alongside Brisbane City Council's crackdown on homelessness. The Anti-Poverty Network and the Community Union Defence League have organised a sit-in at the historic exclusion zone, providing food and protection to those at risk of losing their dwellings. The Cairns and Hinterland Hospital and Health Service has recorded its first locally transmitted case of the dengue in 7 years. The person has not travelled outside of the region, but is in stable condition. The World Health Organization has recorded more than 13 million dengue cases and 9,990 deaths in 2024. Local doctors have been urged to alert to dengue systems and test potential cases of the virus, which have included symptoms of several fever, fatigue, headaches, muscles and joint pain.
The Federal Nationals Party are convening in Canberra today to decide on their leadership going forward in the aftermath of the election. Current leader David Littleproud will be defending his top spot against Matt Cavanagh, who is claiming that he has a plan going forward in the next election. However, he is allegedly unsure if he has the numbers to secure victory. The fight to lead the party was highlighted in the news recently as Jacinta Nampanjimpa Price defected to the Liberals as speculation of her taking the deputy leader spot under Angus Taylor. A blazing meteor approximately the size of a cricket ball has lit up the sky around 6 a.m. on Saturday, stunning witnesses in Perth and Western Australia's wheat belt. Matt Wood from the Perth Observatory said it's most likely an iron meteor that's been orbiting within the inner solar system. Quote, "It's going anywhere between 16 kilometres per second up to nearly 60 kilometres per second. So that friction builds up and it causes the outer layer to melt, and that's where you're going to see that lovely green-orange glow," end quote. It could not be confirmed if the meteor landed somewhere in Western Australia or exploded, but Mr. Wood said experts would be looking into it.
Pope Leo XIV has called upon the world's major powers for no more war in his first Sunday message address at the Vatican. Tens of thousands of faithful followers gathered for the Sunday address, the new leader of the Catholic Church appealing for a genuine, just and lasting peace in Ukraine and a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Pope Leo also welcomed the recent ceasefire between India and Pakistan. He said he prayed to God to grant the miracle of peace. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy in as cool as a 4ZZZ subscriber. A little rain is expected later as well. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with a maximum of 25. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5.5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.